All right, we're Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph still. Chaim Voloshina was the father of the yeshivas, and his style follows the yeshivish style. Daf Aleph and Daf Beis, you learn, Daf Beis and Daf Kibbutz, you learn really stark, and then you start moving. I'm the old style. So every Perek, if you notice, the first two Mishnahs, he has a big arichus, and then it slows down. So here, Perek Gimel, we're up to Mishnah Aleph. He was explaining about the tzitzis. So yesterday he explained that the kavanah, when you look at the tzitzis, is that the white part of the tzitzis is a sign to stay away from leisaseis, and the blue of the tzitzis is a sign of beautifying something, which is being careful to be mekayim mitzvah sasei. Now he talks about the fact that tcheles is daim liyam. The Gemara says that tcheles is supposed to remind one of the sea reminds one of the sky, which reminds one of the kisei hakavod. And of course, there's a message there, because otherwise, you might as well just say that Tcheles reminds you of the sky and skip the sea. So he explains. I'd like to start with the paragraph, Zesha Amru Tcheles Daim Liyam. In the previous paragraph, he just reminds us that the Yam is a mashal to the Yam HaTorah, to learning. Rabbi Kiva had his mashal of a Jew without Torah is like a fish out of the sea. So he continues on that theme. He says, "Zesh amrut chelas daim aliyam." Merames shebetchilas limudei tzarich lilmaid rak tamid bekfius. When he starts learning, in the beginning of a person's learning, he has to make sure that he has a kfius in his learning. V'liyas yaseh tekua b'libay shemhaya perish b'menu miad meis, and he should know, like the fish in the yam, that we need the learning to live. K'may adagim shebiyam. A person's learning is going to tell himself, a musadik, that he's a balgaiva, he's learning to be proud of himself. Or other distractions. So a person has to be careful. The Yetzirah tells him different tainas that he's not good enough, so he shouldn't pay attention to it.
Oh, wow.
The Litvish shall learn Shalai Lashma. Okay, very good. So then it fits with the theme of the book that he's responding. He speaks a lot about Shalai Lashma. Even here in Ruach Chaim, in the first parak, he discussed this. So he says, Ki yev shalavi lamedrekis lashma, and lo yishiyye tchila Shalai Lashma. It's not possible to just start learning Torah Lashma. It must begin with Shalai Lashma, al derech mashal. It gives a simple mashal, lamelech. He told his servant to go up to the attic. He's not going to get angry that he's first stepping on the low rungs of the ladder. He didn't jump in one jump from the floor to the attic. It's impossible to go up unless you go up a step at a time. So that's a marshal. It says, a person should learn Torah and do mitzvah shalai lishma, ramzu b'mesek l'shayna, and the remez in the sweet language, b'milas le'oilam, that it's always necessary to do some shalai lishma to get to lishma, and haynu b'kfiyas tamid le'oilam in a steady basis, shalai lifsek pumei megirsa, as he's explaining that the yam, he's going to go on to explain the yam is not the heavens. The heavens symbolize lishma. The yam, which is down here, is a symbol for shalai lishma. To learn daim liyam, and from yam, hopefully you'll get to rikia. A Torah is nimshal to water, and Torah is nimshal to fire. We find that Torah kai devar ikeishin. Noam Hashem, Kaddish Baruch Hu says my words are like fire, and Torah is also compared to water, and that is an idea that in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two tracks, so to speak. There are those who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a calm manner, like someone sitting by a stream, Torah is Nimshal L'mayim, and they also serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with fire. They're full of fire and brimstone, and that's a mashal to fire. And a person can't start with fire. If a person starts with fire, he won't be able to sustain it. It has to like fire burns out. A person has to start with mayim. A person has to start to do it b'derech mayim. And the truth is that it's healthier. The mashal I like to give is the two people walking past the movie theater, two bachrim. And one shields his eyes and the other walks on, and then he tells him, you know, we moved past this movie theater. He says, what movie theater? I'm like, you know, past it, you don't notice it. It's, you know, the streets today are full of things. So if a person's going to be fire, you're not going to be able, to walk in the streets. You know, it's, you can't struggle every minute you walk in the street. So you have to walk in the street and just and live your life and go on with it. It struck me that I saw, of all Svarim, the Sefer Der Pikudecha, which is not well known, but the author is the author of the Bnei Yisasta, which is a well-known Chassidish Sefer. And in his introduction, I saw, I was learning it in the Satmar Beis Medrash in Williamsburg during a break from a wedding. So I had heard of the Sefer. He wrote a Sefer on the mitzvahs. He gets to about 25 mitzvahs, and then the Sefer ends. But his introduction, it says in Pirkei Avos that Al Tar B'Sicha Mi'isha V'Ishtay Amru Kabbalchay Mebeishas Chaver. So everybody struggles. You know, how do you explain to somebody that you got to talk to your wife? You know, V'Ishtay Amru Kabbalchay Mebeishas Chaver. The Mishnah says don't talk to your wife. So Chazanish has a letter. He says it doesn't Mishana Rishayna. He's probably writing the letter to someone who was the beginning of Shana Rishayna. But there, Pekudecha says, there's a concept in the Gemara of kilkaltum takantum. Literally, it means kilkaltum. The kilkul is the takana. The downside is the upside. What does that mean? It says once upon a time, men just never saw women. The world was totally segregated, and women didn't go out. They were panima. They never went out. So, a person saw a woman, he had automatically all kinds of mashal. So in our generation where people are, you know, you walk in the streets, and he's not talking in the 21st century, he's talking in his days. You walk in the streets, you go to the store, they have women all the time. So you have to learn to just, you live with it. It's part of life, and not to always think about it. A person is always thinking about resisting temptation and gets the temptation fired up. A person has to be like water. Has to be with a calmness and avoid this issue. So that's the tchelas demeliam. The shaloi lishma means not to worry so much, to do it and to do it in a calm way and do what you have to do. He didn't bang his head?
He didn't
bang his head in any. I told you a story about Rav Victor Miller with the rubber bands?
No.
Great story. There was a Yeshiva Bach who wanted to talk to Rav Miller. Miller said, I don't have time, I'm learning. So finally, Yeshiva Bach told him, I know Rav Miller goes on for a walk every day. He's going to walk down Ocean Parkway. I don't know how many miles he walked. But he's going for a walk every day. So I'll go with you on the walk, and you'll talk to me then. So he said, I'm asking one condition. The mailmen, they have rubber bands on their letters. So he said, the mailmen, they throw rubber bands on the floor. It's fantastic. So when I go on the street, I pick up the rubber bands. If I'm talking to you, I won't be noticing the rubber bands. You have to notice the rubber bands for me. So, you know, anybody else, you would say, what's going on? Rabbi Miller, you know, fine. So he walked back and forth to Osher Parkway talking to him, and I found two rubber bands or something. So at the end, he gives me a little rubber bands. So Miller says, you think I need rubber bands? So what you said? So he said, you know, it's a summer day, walking down Osher Parkway, I don't want you looking everywhere. So like this, you were looking for rubber bands, you didn't look everywhere else. That's a Rabbi Miller story. Okay. Back to the Mishnah. Oyeh Shel Farish. Now he continues. But Salaim Shabbat Eisli Mudeh Shaloi Lishma Yemach Shtavtai Shulak Lemadregot Kadesh Yavai Mitakak Lishma. The goal has the paragraph against Oyeh Shel Farish. That his goal is to get to a Lishma.
His
his goal shouldn't be to always remain a shalai lishma. Now here something has to be explained. Let me just read on. If a king will see she'ever ha'itlach ala madregos, the same marshal, the king told the servant, go upstairs. So we're saying he's allowed to go on the lower rungs of the ladder. He has to get to the top rungs. But he says if he sees him just walking back and forth on the lower rungs, he doesn't try to go up, miyad yichisalav, yichayev ra'ashil ha'melech, make fun of the king. It's an important message. Sometimes people have arthritic knees and they can't go all the way up. The same thing is spiritual. This is what I wanted to say. In Yeshiva Velt is a clair. It says, Lo Olam Yilmid Adam, O Yasik Adam Mitar V'mitzah Shalai L'shma, Shemitar Shalai L'shma Ba L'shma. What happens if your whole life you only Shalai L'shma and never comes to L'shma? Does that mean that it was a waste? Or not? That's a question. Most people never come to L'shma. It's very hard to come to L'shma. So, Rechaim Volozhin himself says later, you're just looking for minutes of L'shma. While you're learning, you have a moment of L'shma that's good enough. But anyway, in the Tziv, has a beautiful answer to the question. He says, from where do we learn out Lailam Yasek Adam B'Torah Mitzvah Shalai L'shma? From Balak. Balak brought Karbanis on Six Mizbeiches. He brought Karbanis. Why did he bring Karbanis? He wanted to curse the Jews. The Gemara says in the Schar of the Karbanis he brought, Rus came from him. Right. After all, the Karbanis showed he believed in God. So from there we see, do things, Shalai Lishma, it'll come to Lishma. By Balak, it never came to Lishma. He died, it's still not Lishma. He came to Lishma and his great-granddaughter, Balak, Rus. So the Nitziv says, you see from there, that even if in your lifetime it never comes to Lishma, it's also the Lo'el of Yasek Adam. That's what Nitziv writes.
What does it mean, Lo'el
Lishma? Sholishma means you want to have a Geshmak Heteretz, everyone should think you're smart. Or you want to... we call it a Gaiva de Kedusha, a certain pride in being a Baal Madrega. A certain pride in knowing how to learn. And telling people you finish a Masechta. You know, ideally a person finishes a Masechta, you shouldn't tell anybody. Lishma. So, Shalai Lishma is tell people. Feel pride in it, it's also something. In one of the Stakla's letters, he writes, Nefizman Azeh, forget about Lishma, just do everything. Shalai Lishma is also good, just do it. Could you read the Sadiris? That's what he writes. So just, he's writing to Yeshiva, he says, don't talk to me about Lishma. Shalai Lishma. A person could do Shalai Lishma. There are people who are Lishma, but typically there's some Shalai Lishma in it. You want, how do we measure Talmud Chacham compared to everyone else? We know that Talmud Chacham today would get sent back to the time of the Tanoim, it would be nothing. So, you know, no matter what, we end up measuring ourselves based on the people around us. There's a certain amount of competition. The Chacham Tzvi wrote in his Tzavah to his son of Yaakov Emden, was the son of Yaivitz, was Yaakov Emden Ben Tzvi. So the Chacham Tzvi writes to his son that his frumkeit should be so strong that if God forbid he was the only Jew left in the world, he would be strong. I remember when I read it decades ago, I shuddered. Like, who could stand such a Nisayan to be the only one? Avraham Avinu was the only one. But who could withstand such a Nisayan? So you realize that everything has in it a certain element of Shalai Lishma too. It's among people you wanna be, everybody wants to do well.
Abraham Avinu had it very well. Every tzaddik is a bigger tzaddik when people are watching.
Every tzaddik is a bigger tzaddik when people are watching. That's a good line. Okay. Except for Rabbi Miller, I think. Okay, but anyway, getting back, but the idea is that a person has to know that all Torah has to be with a goal of Lashma. You realize it, you don't realize it. There has to be such a goal. Chaim Pirish, Lailam Yilmid Adam Matar Mitzvah Safila Shalai Lashma, Al Derech Masavizu, Shabbatai Kach Yavi Lide Lashma, V'zeo shenemer. Now he goes back to what we're learning. V'yam doim l'rakia. The sea is similar to the heavens. Ratzalayim esher v'toch kvi usai yovei l'shma. From his kvius, from learning constantly, he'll come to l'shma. Al derech maimer chachameinu z'chayim l'vracha. Kasev echad oimer ad shmaim chastecha. One pasuk says, till the heavens is your kindness. Kasev echad oimer mei al shmaim chastecha. Above the heaven is your kindness. So we see on the heaven is a mashal to lishma, someone who's so elevated that he does lishma. So that's rikia. For rikia, daima lakisi akavit, hainu sheba oskai b'teru lishma, yiska liyais mei royei p'nei ashkina, v'yala lamakim chitzavei mitachas kisi akavit. By being oskai lishma, a person will come lamakim chitzavei. What is chitzavei exactly?
Where it's dug from.
Mitachas kisei akavit. Chazal say that God has a tunnel that opens into the kisei akavit. It says that Rishayim who do tshuva and don't really deserve to get in, God has this tunnel that you can get snuck in through to come to the kisei akavit. So I don't know if Mokim Chitzova is some reference to this dug tunnel or not. But, what? Menashe, Divine Menashe, good. Excellent. And, when I went to, one of my sons wanted to go to Brisk. And for him, I didn't feel Brisk was for him. I wanted him to go to Mir, so he went to Mir. But all his friends were in Brisk. So after one's man, he told me he's not happy. So I said, okay, go to Brisk. He said, you can't go to Brisk for Mir, it's against the rules, once you go to Mir, you're blacklisted. So I do, I went to Rabbi Avraham Yeshua myself. I went to his house, I spoke to him, and I told him that my son wants to come. So he says, it doesn't work that way. So I told him, even God has a little tunnel where you can get in even against the rules. So, I want you to have a tunnel and let him in. So he said, okay. But he said, I can't accept him now. He has to come to me a second time, and then I'll accept him. So that's the way it works. So anyway, right, so this is the Lishma, the Shalai Lishma. So the tzitzis, again, when someone looks at the tzitzis, the marshal of the, we have, most of us just have the white of the tzitzis, which is the marshal of staying clean, and the blue is a marshal of doing mitzaseh, and the idea is that even Shalai Lishma, Shabbatech Shalai Lishma, Ba Lishma, there's an ideal of Lishma. I think the danger in learning idealistic svarim, like Mesilas Yesharim, is that you have to learn the ideal. A person has to know there's a certain ideal, and it's true. There's an ideal not to waste a minute a whole day in learning. There's an ideal to do everything lishma. There's an ideal never to say one word of lashon hara. But you have to know there's an ideal, and then the reality of where a person is. The reality is a seared word, because it's used as an excuse. But the danger in learning ideals is that danger. It's a, I like to repeat that Revolbi, when he visited America, spoke to Mechanchim, he related a story of a girl named Brack who was crying every night. She had a little tzettel, and she said a word of Lashon Hara or something. Every night before she went to sleep, she would weep over this piece of paper. Her parents were very worried about her. So Revolbi said, bring her to me. So he said to her, where'd you get this idea? So she said, from your sefer. You're talking about in your sefer. Well, then his message was that, you have to know there are ideals. And, when it comes to dieting, everyone knows there's an ideal weight. And, as long as we're close, it's good. It doesn't have to be perfect. But when it comes to ruchnius, you have to know the ideal. You can't fool yourself. You can't lie to yourself. But, we go there a step at a time. Okay.
If somebody wanted to dye their tzitzis to have green as a reminder,
so the Rambam says you're only permitted to color your tzitzis. If you have tchelis, you have tchelis. If you don't have tchelis, you can only dye the tzitzis if it's the same color as the beged. If you want to have a blue beged with blue tzitzis, you could do it. If you want to have a yellow beged or a yellow tzitzis, you could do it. I don't know why it didn't catch on. In America, there would be neon tzitzis, Because the Rambam says you can do it. You can do it the same color as the beged. I don't know. He says, why do the same color as the beged? I believe it's my recollection. Now let's put one more point. Omer istakel b'shloisha devarim ve'inat tabali dechait. He has a very interesting message. Ratzalaymer tistakel kaidim shetovil yatcha techashiv tamid va'azia. It's a very important lesson in hashkafa. You have to learn hashkafa before the emergency comes up. In other words, let's say you have someone, God forbid, who suffers a tragedy. So you can't go into him and start teaching him that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does things, and start talking hashkafa to him about why God does things. It's not the time to learn hashkafa. When things are normal, a person has to learn hashkafa. And then when he's challenged, he can deal with the challenge. The time of Musar is not the time when the person is struggling. That's what he says. Histakel b'shloisha devarim v'yanat v'ayat v'yachet. What's the name? Histakel kaidim shadavu liyatcha. T'chashiv tamid v'az tayil. You have to think about things ahead of time, and then it works. Al timer amten at shiyavay makam gaiva liyadi. Don't say wait until a test of gaiva comes to my hand. V'ram levavi, and also an expression of gaiva. Oz echshav ki ofer anivalei is God. Then I'll think that I'm dust and I won't be a balchet. So he says everything has to be beforehand. No, you got to prepare. You have to prepare ahead of time.